laying the groundwork for the war on weeds. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. For many homeowners, it is war. The enemy, weeds. Like the battleground, our lawns. The usual time for the battles, the spring and summer. But one expert says the seeds of war are probably already being planted right now. And maybe right now is when we stand the best chance of winning. Dennis Patton is a lawn and garden expert at Kansas State University Extension.
We get a lot of the winter annual weeds, the dandelions, the henbit, the chickweed, those type of things that germinate in the cool of the fall months. And then they lay somewhat dormant over the winter months, and then boom, that first week of warm weather in the spring, our lawns purple with henbit, yellow with dandelions.
So Patton says now is the time to take the battle to the weeds by launching a surprise preemptive attack.
Because the weeds are just small little seedlings, little rosettes, what they call them, maybe the size of a quarter or so. They're not very mature, not very established, and so they're easy to wipe out with a herbicide application, as opposed to waiting to the spring when they're much more mature, they're in a flowering reproductive stage, and they're much more difficult to control.
And on top of that, spring weed spraying can fraught with perils, Patton says.
Come late May, early June, our number one plant problem that people call and bring samples into our office is herbicide injury from everyone out there spraying the dandelions in the spring, because not only are they rapidly growing, but so are all the redbud trees, the tomatoes in the garden, and we see a lot of herbicide drift.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.